Okay, good evening, everyone. Last night we discussed the halachos of hamapil, so tonight we're going to continue till the next morning, and we're going to discuss some of the halachos of waking up in the morning. We have discussed a little bit about the order of what to do when a person wakes up in the morning, as far as moda'ani, and then negovaser, and then to use the bathroom, and to wash your hands again, then to step out of the bathroom, and say, Anatil Sidayim and Asha Yatzar. We discussed that a while ago. We're going to discuss some other halachos. I got some requests today as far as other halachos to touch upon, not even all in regards to Hilchas Tefillah per se, but if there's any other requests that anyone has, definitely you could let me know, and I could try to discuss those halachos, the suggestions that I got today. Bez Hashem, we will touch upon in the near future, as soon as possible. But tonight, we're going to discuss some of the halachos of waking up in the morning. And as we know, as we said already last time, that the first thing a person does when they wake up is they say Moda Ani. Actually, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that a female, a girl, should say Moda Ani, with a kamatz underneath the dalet, and it's brought in the Piskei Tshuvos, but others say that they don't have to change, and I think that's the minhag. It's based on grammar, on diktuk, which is not my expertise, but you may find some women that do say moda ani instead of modeh. Either way, we know that the first thing a person does is they wash negovaser, and there are four reasons given in the Rishonim, in the Mefarshim, why we wash our hands in the morning. Reason number one is the Rosh. The Rosh was one of the Rishonim, and he says that when a person sleeps, unavoidably they touch covered parts of their body. And since they touch covered parts of their body, do you hear me now? Okay, I'm going to continue. Do you hear me now? Okay. Okay, I did. Okay, great. So the Rosh is reason number one. The Rosh says that the reason why a person washes their hands in the morning is because they unavoidably touch covered parts of their body, and since their hands are not clean, so before they daven and they say brachos and they learn Torah, a person needs to wash their hands because when they sleep, they touch covered parts of their body. That is reason number one, that a person touched covered parts of their body when they slept. Reason number two is the Rashba, and he says that it's based on a pasuk in Eicha, Chadoshim labakarim rabe munasecha, which means that each morning we are created anew. Every person is somewhat of a new creation when they wake up in the morning. Therefore, it's befitting to thank Hashem for creating us, and also for being able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with tefillah, and with mitzvos, and the Rashba says that to do that, in order to serve Hashem, now that we are a new creation, we need to have clean hands to serve Hashem. But it's also connected to tefillah, but it's because of the fact that we are a new creation every morning. Now that we are a new creation every morning, and we are created anew to serve Hashem, we need to have clean hands when we wake up in the morning. The third and the fourth reasons are probably even a little bit more famous. The third reason is based on a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chasam Abeis, that says that we have a Ruach Ra at night. And the fourth reason is based on the Zohar, that when a person sleeps, they have a Ruach Ra. That's probably the most famous reason. But the halacha is, as far as these four reasons, that the main reasons are reasons number one and two. Not so much about the Ruach Ra when a person goes to sleep. That's not considered the main reason in halacha. The main reason is the first two, that a person's hands are not clean. And number two is that a person is a new creation. Therefore, we only make a bracha of Asher Kitchana b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al Natila Sidayim if we have both reasons number one and reason number two. don't worry about reasons number 3 and 4. But if we have only one out of reasons number 1 and 2 are applicable, then a person washes their hands, but without the bracha of al netilas yadayim. A person only makes the bracha of al netilas yadayim if you have both reason number 1 and number 2, which means the following. Let's say somebody touches a covered part of their body by day. In the middle of the afternoon, they scratch themselves above their knee or above their elbow, or they scratch their scalp, then their hands are dirty, but they of course are not a new creation. That a new creation is only in the morning. Therefore, if a person wants to learn Torah or to daven or to say brachos, and they have just recently and they have just touched a covered part of the body, then the halacha is that you need to wash your hands, but without a bracha, because you have reason number 1 that your hands are dirty, but you do not have reason number 2 of a new creation. Let's say a person takes a nap during the day. A person takes a Shabbos afternoon nap. When a person wakes up from their Shabbos afternoon nap, they wash their hands, but without a bracha. Why is that the case? We all know that's the halacha. I think everybody knows that, but now we know why. Because we have reason number 1, that when a person sleeps, their hands unavoidably touch covered parts of their body. But we don't have reason number 2. A person is not a new creation when they slept in the middle of the day on Shabbos afternoon or during the week, also for that matter. So therefore, if a person takes a nap by day, they wash their hands, but without a bracha, because they only have one of the 2 reasons. And so too, the exact opposite. A person could have reason number 2, but not reason number 1. Let's say a person sleeps with gloves while they're wearing gloves. I know somebody that needs to sleep with gloves for medical reasons, for something for their skin, or let's say somebody's very cold. A person sleeps with gloves and their hands are not dirty, but they still are a new creation in the morning. So therefore, if a person sleeps with gloves, then technically they would not need to make a bracha. They would wash, but without a bracha. So too, let's say somebody who is up the entire night. Let's say for Shavuos, somebody stays up the entire night, or a nurse that stays up the entire night for the night shift, or a doctor for the night shift. So we don't assume that their hands are dirty because they were awake the entire time, but they are a new creation in the morning. So technically speaking, a person would not make a new bracha in that situation as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that a person should purposely use the bathroom. If a person has reason number 2, that they are a new creation in the morning, but their hands are not dirty because they were awake the entire night or they wore gloves, then a person should purposely use the bathroom. Then they know for a fact that their hands are dirty, and then they are able to wash with the bracha of al netilas yadayim. So again, the 2 main reasons are the dirty hands and the new creation. If a person only has one of these 2 reasons, then they wash but without a bracha. But when a person has a situation that they only have reason number 2, but not reason number 1, that they don't have the dirty hands reason, then a person should purposely use the bathroom and make their hands dirty. And then a person knows that they could say al netilas yadayim with they could say the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Now this phrase of Rabbi Amuna Sacha that we mentioned before is also said in Moda Ani, as you all know. Moda Ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayom shechazarta binish masi v'chamlo, Rabbi Amuna Sacha. And the simple understanding is that Rabbi Amuna Sacha means great is your faithfulness, that we give our neshama up to Hashem when we go to sleep. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siman Aleph that Hashem is reliable to return our neshama to us in the morning. That's the Rabbi Amuna Sacha, great is your faithfulness. However, there is another pshat in the Anaf Yosef, which is in the Eitzer Tfilas, and he says, based on the Medrash, that we know the Gemara Brachos, and Zayin Abbeis, tells us that sleep is 1/60th of death. That's a Gemara that some of you may be familiar with, that sleep is 1/60th of death. So therefore, we are saying that just like Hashem is trustworthy, that He will give us back our neshama first thing in the morning when we wake up, so too Hashem is trustworthy to give us back our neshamas in the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And since sleep is 1/60th of death, and Hashem gave us back our neshama now, so we see that Hashem gives us back our neshamas when there was a quasi-death, somewhat of death, so therefore Hashem is reliable to give us back our neshamas in the times of Tchiyas HaMeisim as well. So when a person says Rabbi Muna Sacha in the morning by Moda Ani, if they want, they could have both of these in mind. Definitely the simple explanation is in regards to the neshama in the morning, but there are those that say also it's referring to Tchiyas HaMeisim. And this is true also for the word Bechemla that we say in Moda Ani. Bechemla means mercy, right? So why the word of Chemla? There's also Rachamim, Why chemla? So the Rakeach says that the word chemla means mercy specifically from death. When a person, if you have mercy on somebody and you help them across the street, that's not called chemla. Chemla means specifically mercy when it comes to preventing from death. And he brings many psukim, pasuk in Shemais, that Basia, the daughter of Paro, saw Moshe Rabbeinu in the basket as a child, and the pasuk says v'tachmol alav. She had mercy. Mercy because he was going to die. Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph by Shaul HaMelech that he had mercy on Agag and he didn't kill him. Also in Parashas Re'eh, there are many psukim that leisachmol, that pasuk says chemla in regards to death. Why are we saying bechemla over here in Moed Ani? The answer is the same idea, that sleep is 1/60th of death, and because of that, Hashem, there are some people that Nebuch don't wake up in the morning. When a person gets back there in Neshama in the morning, then Hashem is having mercy on them, mercy from preventing them from dying. And I once heard from my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shalom Spitz, a very nice question and answer that we say in Ava Rabba, or Avas Oilam, depending if you daven Ashkenaz or Sfarad, that we refer to the Torah as a Chemla Gedoila. Hashem had great mercy and he gave us the Torah. Why are we using the word Chemla in regards to thanking Hashem for the Torah? And the answer is, as you probably could guess, is that without the Torah, we are considered dead. The Torah is kihem chayenu v'orech yamenu. The Torah is our life. The Torah is eitz chayim hi l'machzikim bo. To anyone who holds on to the Torah, then it's like a tree of life. The Torah is our life. And without the Torah, then it's as if we are dead. It's good as if we are dead. It's a person is spiritually dead without the Torah. But that is the explanation in the word Bechemla and the word in Rabbi Munasecha, because as well, Rabbi Munasecha is hinting to Tchias HaMesim, may it come speedily in our days. Okay, everybody should have a good night.